So let's just establish our attention on our breath or whatever it might, where we might easily reside in our meditation. Okay, let's start very basic, relax. Relax, everyone. Now everyone can understand that word. Relax. If you do nothing else but open to further and greater relaxation, you will be directly on course. Feel the effects of relaxation as you let it plummet to your depths. Relax. It's safe until it's not. And at some point, you relax beyond yourself, which draws us back into ourselves. But that's okay. Relax. The taskmaster in me does ask you to sit up straight. I haven't left my Buddhist roots entirely. You scratch beneath the surface and I'm a roaring Buddhist. Actually, I don't think the Buddha would equivocate with anything I'm saying. In fact, I feel it not to be so. I feel that's true. Relax. Now, open up the space to allow everything that arises to arise on its own. It doesn't need our push. It doesn't need our shove. It needs our allowance, which is hands off, which is just seeing, it's the observation. It's just the observing, not the contrasting. So we have relax. We have observe, and we have allow. And now the mind should be pretty spacious. Because the observation is not narrowed to a single object. It's expansive observation. Bring those words up in your own mind one at a time and settle into their depth as they come up. If you find yourself moving, psychically moving, bring observation to that. Don't be contrasting. Don't say, I shouldn't be moving. Just acknowledge what is occurring so that you become less important than the observation of what is happening. That was a very important statement I just made. I hope everybody understood that. What you do to contrast what's occurring only needs to be observed, not contradicted. See, that's it. You're making yourself secondarily important already. Already you're becoming less of yourself in a spiritual good sense. Let the quiet become a more predominant experience than the noise. The noise is, the thinking may continue, it doesn't matter. Let the stillness be more predominant than the noise. So that you're settled more into the stillness than following the noise. So you're really directing the emphasis towards the stillness. And it can be enormous. It's as big as the mystery itself, since the mystery contains no words. Let your consciousness be flooded by stillness, so that stillness, the words that may still be arising, come out of stillness, not in contrast to stillness, but come out, arise out of it, and are held within it. All from a deep sense of relaxation. A deep embrace of allowance. Nothing's wrong. Nothing could possibly be wrong. If it's here, it's here. There's no dispute. It's not wrong or right. It just is. Enter the isness of the experience, not the polarity of the experience. Selfless awareness. If you pop your head up in your awareness as the placeholder, fine. Don't dispute it. Don't create ripples, self-ripples. Ask yourself, can I see it? Can I see this? Can this be seen? Maybe not, maybe so. Doesn't matter. Just ask. Can this be seen? Me as a placeholder, the sense of I. Not me, the sense of I. The sense of oneself as commentator, the commentator. Can this be heard is a better way to put it. Let the energy of the scene come from the scene itself, not from you. The energy of the scene, no effort to try to see, in other words, no personal willful effort to see. Just seeing, seeing itself from the seeing source, not from you. stillness and seeing are the same. Same thing. Not to allow the meditation to instill movement, mind movement in us. Don't ask questions about it now. Just abide as it. The preposition was important. Abide as it. No distance. New distance. I am the mystery I seek. I am the mystery I seek. Feel that, feel those words. Don't think about them. Experience it directly. Not the I of the ego, not the I of the sense of self. Although it too is the mystery, but the expanded. Without borders or boundaries. Know that to be true. Thank you. Although selfless meditation is still, it's not without qualities. There are things which, like aliveness, is the seat of aliveness. Incomprehensible aliveness. Inconceivable aliveness. It is something, but it's without form. Since it's coming from us, it can't be experienced as form. And therefore, it remains the mystery forever. We arise within that mystery, embraced by that mystery forever. We claim our uniqueness in the forms we express, in the thoughts we have, in the emotions. But we're held within the formless, the expressionless, the incomprehensible. Now, allowing yourself to, if you so wish, if you're directed in that way, to have a placeholder in your meditation, the surveyor, the distancer, the separator. Ponder, inquire. Why the separation? Why the separation? What does the separation satisfy? enter that question without opinions, without a sense of right or wrong about it. Why do I separate? Why the separation? What does it offer? So we're going to ring the bell soon here, so don't let it startle you. Embrace your body as a body. Embrace your mind. Embrace the quiet along with it, the stillness along with it. Let yourself come back into form, embraced and held by the formless. Embraced and held by stillness, by the mystery. So that you're floating in mystery as you, as me.